Good morning. 00 hours. Fog. 68 degrees. Currently connected to CMM network. Good morning. 01:00 hours.
Fog.
64 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours.
Fog.
68 degrees. Connected to CMN network. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Missed. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. You're connected to CMN network. Good morning. 05:00 hours.
Cloudy.
66 degrees. Connected to CMN network.
Whose ever last transmission that was, all W8RCY.
W8RCY, I'm kind of far from the machine. I just turned the power up. Is that any better?
You're still scratchy, and you cut out as you mentioned your call sign. All I heard was KE, and then a bunch of static, and then I heard you say that you turned up the power. So it's better, but I also understand you're quite a ways out from the repeater.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. I just switched to the UMP in Mount Clemens rather than trying to reach out to Richmond.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That is a 100% improvement, sir.
Copy. I appreciate the input. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. That's what we're here to do, help one another. Have a good day. Have a good holiday weekend. W8RCY.
You as well, 73KE8LAX monitoring.
Good morning, 100 hours.
Clear.
66 degrees.
W-8-F-U.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, TGIF, extended holiday weekend. Uh-huh. I've got some barbecue plans. Other than that, there's not a lot in the agenda. I got my little car thing, drone delivered yesterday, the day before yesterday. Yesterday. And it worked like a charm. Was able to get into my car and monkey with some settings. So there you go. What's up with you? First of all, I did see your video of the drone landing in your backyard. That was kind of cool. I asked if it was allowed as it came over the playback because it sounded kind of noisy. And I'm glad I also saw the cable that you got. That thing looked like a beefy cable. As far as I'm concerned, I'll be in Chesterfield most of the weekend. I'll be there probably right about 10 o'clock this morning. Joe is playing hooky. For the four-day weekend, and her parents are coming down, and this will probably be the last time they're going to be driving from up north down here. We'll be going, as of next year, more up there than them coming down here. So, yeah, one good last summer barbecue. We're going to go crazy, and I'll probably put some weight on me, and I'll probably regret it, but that's about it.
Well, that sounds like... good times. There you go. So, yeah, just not going anywhere. I don't think anybody in the family's got any plans to go anywhere. We're going to get together, but just do some grilling and stuff. But that's all good. And, yeah, this program that I got to look under the hood of the car, man, I'm starting to think I might be able to, like, all these things that I was thinking about doing, like disabling start stop and allowing me to use the navigation and keypads and stuff while in motion. It looks like you might be able to do all that stuff from the computer. Like, cool. So I got a little plan to do there. Oh, what else? I don't know if you saw it or not. I put a hold on a new ICOM IC7110. The price is shocking. I'll just get a refund. But if not, I'm in queue.
Yeah, I saw it when it was initially launched, some of the pictures that were posted on Discord about it. And, you know, I'm just, you know, for me, HF rigs and things like that, I'm not into. I'm just going to stick in my 70 centimeter and dabble the baby toe into some 2 meter work. Yeah, it looks like quite the rig, and I saw the thing from DX Engineering, and I go, uh-oh. And then I just got it just, you know, okay, you know. But, yeah, the technology and the way these things are developing and changing is quite amazing. But I'll stay in my lane and hang out in UHF, and I'm happy there. And like I said, a little bit of the 2-meter stuff in regards to things like the ARPSC programs and stuff like that are out there, but yeah, very interesting stuff out there for sure, definitely. Interested in, like, learning about it a little bit just so I have some a bit of a skill set or a knowledge set about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't really be the right rig for you anyhow. There's better rigs for I'm sure going to be less money that, so if you wanted to dip your toes in the pool, there'd be better choices for your situation. You know, that one there, unless you're going to be, I mean, I,
don't know. We'll have to see when it comes out. But I don't see that as being a rig for the house or for the home shack. That's a mobile, and it's gonna, I don't even know that the head's gonna attach to the trunk unit. So, you know, I mean, I suppose you put the head on a little stand and you could hide the trunk unit behind the desk or something like that. So, I suppose that works for you. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks like it'll receive simultaneously, you know, both HF and, you know, and then EHF or UHF. But, you know, that's more for doing almost stuff, you know, like doing sideband on 2 meters or sideband on 432. I don't see that as being a rig you'd use. You could, but I don't really see that as a rig you'd buy if you were looking to work, you know, FM simplex or maybe simplex a little bit, but not a repeater rig, you know. There's just too many better ways to do that. So it has a niche it's going to fill, and that is an itch I have, and I want Scratch.
Speaking of Scratch, you're getting a little scratchy there. I don't know where you're at, and you might want to just switch repeaters, but yeah, you're coming right up to what you just said. Yeah, I mean, you were talking about, you know, radio units and mobile units and control heads and things like that. Rating at the pit stands, pit boxes, they have these rolling carts, and the rolling carts have all the radio equipment built into it. And you see things like XPR 7550Es like I have, and the brain unit is built down into the cabinet, but the control head's right there at the top. And, you know, they can flip channels and stuff like that. Integrated intercom systems for everybody at the pit box. And it's quite sophisticated, so those kind of applications that I see and we use are pretty cool to follow. But, yeah, like I say, it's just some of the technology just blows my mind and so on and so forth. Question, did you listen to the ARPFC meeting last night?
I did not. Well, I should say I listened to it for a few minutes and then I got pulled off. But mostly no.
Okay. I'll send you a text message in just a little while. I heard some traffic while it was going on, and you can guess what it was. But, yeah, nobody specific, but just not just a disturbance, but some words were said over the radio. And that's about it about that, but I'll text you on that one. And, like I say, I'm just not really doing much this weekend. I'll be turning off the radios probably about 10 o'clock this morning, and they'll probably be off all weekend. Because when the family and three dogs get together, we don't play radio. And, you know, football will be on tomorrow, so we'll probably be watching all the football games and that kind of stuff. So radio traffic for me probably after about 10 o'clock today will be null and void until Monday night.
It made me think, yeah, college football starts tonight, MSU tonight, and all the teams start tomorrow, so that's right, it's college football weekend.
Joe probably already has a whole schedule of stuff to watch in the way of sports over the weekend, and her and her dad are big sports nuts, and, you know, she has her favorites. Her big thing is pro baseball, pro hockey, college football, college basketball. Those are her top four. Yeah, she watched the Pistons because the Pistons were good last year, but she still likes the college game better. Same thing with football. Lions are doing good, but she prefers the college football game as that. And then her dad's got his thing, and they sit there and they bicker back and forth, and I just let them go at it. Okay, I'll just man the kitchen, you know, whatever. So, yeah. And then, like you say, you got three dogs running around, and they're just themselves. And her parents' dogs are 2 years older than her dog. They're all golden retrievers, and you have just fluff all over the house and everything. And, yeah, it's the last big gig of the summer, so to speak. We have three dogs. Joe's parents have two golden retrievers, and she has hers, so there's three of them total. So like I say, when you get together, it's just a pile of fluff everywhere. Ah, the golden, there you go. But, all right, well, shouldn't be too big of a deal. Those are cuddle dogs. I grew up with St. Bernards, and they think they're cuddle dogs, and all they are is just a big lump of a lap dog. You know, if they get in your lap, you can't move. And when I was younger and smaller in size, you know, kid, adolescent, teenager kind of years for me, yeah, you know, St. Bernard on you, you just don't move. They just plop down, and they just, like, you know, I need to get up, and they just, like, yeah, so. They don't move. And, yeah, but those were drooling dogs. They were sloppy everywhere, but, you know, back in Christmas times and things like that, when the family was together, my mom, dad, brother, and sister, and all of us, yeah. St. Bernards, just oversized lap dogs.
We had a Mastiff that was probably the most needed to get up in your lap dog we ever had. And I've had a lot of big dogs, mostly all big dogs. Not huge dogs, not Great Danes, St. Bernard size, but, you know, big dogs. You know, pushing over 75 pounds, pushing 100, sometimes more. But we had a Mastiff once, and she just always wanted to be right up on your lap. I've got pictures. It's hilarious. But she was just a cuddle bunny.
St. Bernards, my family had, we got them as pups, and, you know, they grow rather quickly, but if you get them as pups, newborns, they become cuddle dogs, and they get in your lap, and they just get that habit or that trait that, okay, I was a pup, and I'd get into anybody's lap, and now here I am a year and a half later, 2 years full grown, and I still want to get up in your lap and not do anything. Problem is, like I said, once they plop on you, you just don't move, because they're over 100 pounds easy, and I don't remember their exact weights, but one of them was on the hefty side, slightly overweight, yeah, so. Joe's had German Shepherds. She's had two of them, and she got this Golden Retriever when her parents switched from Shepherds to Golden Retrievers, and yeah, she just loves Goldens now, and I think if the day comes when Murphy passes the Rainbow Bridge, she would maybe get another one, but yeah. I've never been around Goldens until her parents got them, and then she got one, so I'm kind of adaptive to them as well, but they're too big to have here in my here on my campus.
All right, I'm going to switch over to Mount Clemens. Tell me if I'm better here or over here. I'm on UMP.
Second one is about the same, but you sound a little more muffled on the second one as well.
That might have been me. They're the same. I'll stay here because I'm going to get better as I drive.
I gotta stop having my cell phone right next to my radio because I keep grabbing the phone to talk. I flip back and forth. I just did it again. Are you taking the northern route or the southern route?
Oh, I'm on the northern route today. Just coming up on Moravian on 16. So, getting close to the hood.
You want to place a coffee bet? See if Graves opens up over the holiday weekend, if not by Monday. A little side bet going.
It depends. Which side of the bet do I get?
I suggested the idea, so I'll let you have first crack at it.
Dang, open it.
So you say no, and I say yes. Okay, so we'll see what happens come Monday. Because, it's either going to open over the weekend of a holiday, and or it's going to open up like Labor Day as a grand opening kind of a thing. Okay, so you say no, I say yes. All right. Winner, winner gets a cup of coffee from Starbucks.
What makes you think that this is the weekend? I mean, I haven't seen movement or any change or anything.
That was weird. I've got my dual bander on, and somebody just replied to your comment on the .625. And I couldn't even quite make it out, but it had something to do with what we were talking about. Well, you have the advantage because you've driven by it more than I have, and you don't see any lights, and I think the shades are closed on the windows and stuff like that. So I might as well just place your order for you now.
Well, I won't hold you to it, but it's just all in fun. But, yeah, I haven't seen a darn thing. It just all says opening soon and just sits there, nothing. I haven't seen any cars in the lot. I haven't seen any movement of that one van, just nothing.
Yeah, and the opening soon sign was up before Memorial Weekend. I remember that. I think it was up almost 2 weeks before the Memorial Weekend hit. So, you know, we've been through Memorial Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and now Labor Day. That's 3 months right there. And what is opening soon if 3 months have gone past? So, like I say, it's just, it's all in fun now. And you can hold me to it. I can afford, a venti size, whatever you want, or one of that creamsicle thing, that orange thing you tried once. Whatever you want, I'll cover you. I'm good. I got some money left from all the money that's gone out this year. Got to buy batteries for my radios. I just did that the other day, so I got to get the batteries, the four that I got rid of, and you disposed of for me. Thank you. I just ordered those four today or yesterday.
Good morning.
I'm caught up financially to do those kind of things.
Hours. Thunderstorm. 66 degrees.
Well, yeah, speaking of money, I got an alert this morning that a transaction exceeding a certain size hit my bank account. I said, I don't expect anything in or out right now. So I went and looked, and the car paid off. I mean, I deposited the check for the equity. That's just waiting to clear. I think that's going to clear in the next day or two. And then, but the bank paid it off. So I looked, the loan's gone. And I looked in my overpayment, got deposited into my savings. So I got my car payment back that I didn't want to make. But, it's not the end of the world.
W-8-R-C-Y. Yeah, I've had a couple of those like that, too, and it's like, your bank approved, I get the flags for, because anything I put on my debit card that's over $100 gets flagged, and it's like, I would order something either through eBay or Amazon, and it just slips my mind, and it takes a couple of days for, eBay or Amazon to process it, so I did something, like an example, the batteries, I ordered them yesterday morning. And this morning I got flagged for the alert. I'm, 20 hours later, because I've been up since 4:30, the alert shows up, and it's like, okay, if you did this, ignore it and stuff like that. But sometimes these alerts just don't come up fast enough, and if you got like a fraud issue or something like that. But, did you just approve something for $200 at, Neiman Marcus? I'm thinking, Joe doesn't have my credit card number. She shops at Neiman Marcus. This doesn't make any sense, that kind of alert. But,
alerts and just general notifications. Sometimes they just don't come across your online app fast enough.
I get push notifications by phone. They are lightning fast. But anyhow, I'm just pulling in the Starbucks here. Let me see this whole thing and then get back. I have to decide what I want. Not sure today. W8FU, I'll be right back.
Decisions, 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 as the Jeopardy theme is playing in the background. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Good morning, WABPD.
Ah, from beautiful downtown Mount Pleasant, high above, I can't remember what was up there. Some of those bars are long gone. So high above the Holodome, but even though the Holodome didn't have an upstairs bar, the Holodome is where the splash thing is for, what's that thing up there, Eagles, something or another, Soaring Eagle Resort. Yeah, that used to be the Holodome site. Good morning, how are you?
I am staying dry, and I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How is Donald? I haven't talked to you in so long.
Oh, I've been around lurking, and you probably heard some issues about the GMRS repeaters being, you know, either shut off, disconnected, unplugged, and, you know, I've got my ties to the Troy repeater, so... yeah, I've been dealing with that in the background as well. But no, I've been around. I mean, you know, I'm only a phone call away, a text message away, something like that. And, you know, Sean's in. Excuse me, Sean's in here somewhere. He's ordering his coffee right now, so let's see if he's back.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, well, they started barking and the dog said, hey, let me outside. So, yeah, I'm usually not up quite this early in the morning. I don't get moving until about 7 o'clock most days because, yeah, I did retire, but I'm not retired yet. I'm still working 5 days a week.
Sean must be talking to his favorite barista. Yeah. Well, like I said, even when I retired, you know, and I retired on disability, so I retired pretty much cold turkey. And once all the stuff gets settled for that, you start to fall into a routine, you find things to do, like get back into GMRS, you become a ham operator, you know, racing, your racing obligations can increase. We're now dying down because I've only got one race to go and I'm done with that. First weekend in October, my last race. They think I'm coming back again. No, you tricked me once, fooled me once. You're not fooling me again. I'm done after October the 3rd or whatever it is, the first Saturday in October. But yeah, you're going to be looking for stuff to do and more things to do, and you'll have more time for hobbies like radios and motorcycles and when the weather's nice and things like that. But yeah, I'm finding myself more busy doing what I'm doing now. Just you find stuff to occupy your time. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm back.
Thanks for the warning. No, yeah, I thought I was going to golf a little bit more and whatnot, but... the shoulder surgery to my brother-in-law was worse than they thought. Tuesday morning when I get back to work, he's on vacation, and I have multiple trees down in the cemetery, so I got to clean up that mess. And looks like one of the bigger headstones might have been damaged, so I have to deal with all that good stuff. W8BPD.
AAZUW, how's everyone this morning? I just wanted to get in and ask why it looks like the apocalypse out here.
I talked to my little barista. The
the little one with all the tattoos was there today, and she was particularly chatty.
Sorry about that. I made some adjustments on my radio. I lost my train of thought here for a second. Somebody chimed in over Sean. There was a double there. I did not catch the call sign at all. So when I'm done talking, you, sir, can go ahead and then hand it to Brian, Brian to Sean, Sean back to me. Go ahead, that person that dropped in.
KDACUW, how are you, gentlemen? I just wanted to get in and let you know that it looks like the apocalypse out here. I'm on my way home from work, and is it dusty or foggy? I don't really know.
I think I heard ZEW. Name here is Sean, W8FU, and down here it's hazy, as the radio said. So it kind of looks like just fog, you know, hazy. That's my guess. At least it's not forest fires. Brian?
Overnight and then during the day. Got a couple trees down. Yeah, probably look like the apocalypse from what I'm seeing. I don't know. The one storm came through here and then went through down there. It was stronger for you guys. That's all I can say. Good morning, Sean. Over to Sean.
Yeah, I went. We doubled. All right, I'm at work. Catch you guys later. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, have a great day. We'll catch up with you later. I'm going to send you a text in a few minutes to look at. And to the other person, this is W8RCY. Name here is Donald. I'm over in the Madison Heights area. Good morning to you. I guess he dropped out or maybe got a phone call. Brian, go ahead and get back to me.
Hey, I just sent you a couple pictures of the damage I have to look into and repair.
So you're up north, and these are the pictures from the cemetery in Warren?
Yes, sir.
Well, my campus here, and you've been to it once or twice, is surrounded by cottonwood trees. And when cottonwood trees, they fill with water, they swell, and then they'll just snap and break anywhere. And we don't have a lot of limbs down. We have no trees that came down, no trees that came uprooted. But, man, we had a lot of branches. And we lost power here at the campus at 3 o'clock the other morning, and it came back on about 11:30 yesterday morning. So we were out for about 8.5 hours. But before the power came back on, our landscape company came out and had the place practically all cleaned up of all the small limbs and branches and so on and so forth. The only one branch or thing that came down that was really of any significance was as you pull in or out of my campus there off of DeQuinder, they've got, you know, one lane in, one side of the boulevard in, the other side of the boulevard out. There was a tree right there across the boulevard outside of it, and you had to basically exit out the inside, which, you know, if people are coming in off the main road, you're likely to get hit. But, yeah, that was really about the only damage I saw after I went to Starbucks in the morning. I called over there at 5 o'clock in the morning because we had no power as of 3. I go, Felicia, are you open? She goes, yes. And I said, good, I'll be right there. yeah, because the opposite side of DeQuinder was all lit up, but not all of DeQuinder on my side was only partially lit up, just about 3 or 4 businesses south of 12 Mile.
Yeah, well, I got the message from my wife that goes out to the staff at the church about, yes, they had power, but the side streets were a mess with tree branches and all that sort of stuff. And then I got one picture of all the branches down in the Dunholm parking lot, which is on the east side of the cemetery. And then later on in the afternoon, I got the rest of those pictures. I just sent you two more of that. And I says, well, okay, I'll go in there on Monday and I'll start cleaning up. And my brother-in-law goes, ah, don't bother, it's a holiday. Chainsaw Charlie will be there at 10 a.m. On Tuesday to help you. So I'm like, okay, then I'll start on Tuesday. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I just saw those extra two pictures you sent. Wow, yeah. But I've got this one tree that's right outside my balcony here in my bedroom window, and it actually blocks my view out of my bedroom window more than my balcony, and I'm actually just sitting up in bed right now. I'm not too motivated, and I'm watching this tree. It's a cottonwood, and you can see the bulges already in the trunks and in the limbs, and it's just, you know how people do the pageant wave where your wrist turns one way and your arm waves it the other way? Well, imagine this big tree doing that, but maybe on a scale of about 3 to 5 times worse in a wind that they claim was only 50 degrees, or not 50 degrees, 50 miles an hour. And no, there was more than 50 mile an hour winds that came through this area of town. And that tree was bending. As I'm looking out my window right now, I see the top portion of it, but that tree was bending so much in the rain that the tree actually disappeared from my view in the exact position I'm laying in right now, partially sitting up in bed, and it's just like, holy smokes, that sucker's gone, you know. And then before the power went out, I swear to God I saw the northern lights, but no, that was the blue-green lights from the transformers and stuff like that before they went. And then over by 11 Mile and John R., there was a huge fire, because once all the lights went out and I looked out the window and the rain subsided, I saw smoke and fire. Well, actually, I saw the glow of fire, and smoke came from there. So something caught fire out there near 11 and John R.
Yeah, well, being in the woods, and of course you're worried about stuff coming down on you, but like I said, none of our storms were that strong. Yeah, the wind shear, the wind gusts, none of that was anything that I was really worried about. But, yeah, like I said, it's been kind of rainy. It's been nice in periods and all that sort of stuff. I got my major task accomplished. I got a couple small ones to finish up. But all in all, I've relaxed and rested, so I can go back to the grind on Tuesday. W8BPD.
Well, that's good. You know, you'll have everything wrapped up there, and like you say, you'll be well rested and ready to come back to the grind down here. But like I say, I just haven't been on the radio much because of the stuff with the other frequencies and the other bands. And I'm listening and my finger's on the pulse here all the time. I have a radio that, you know, is a dual bander, and one side of it's locked in on one thing and the other side scans everything else that I can listen to or talk on. So it's like my everyday SHTF radio and so on and so forth. But I'm always around, and I don't know if you're aware that Jack's been under the weather and he's been off the air, but I did hear him a couple of days ago chime in, and he didn't sound all that great, but it was just good to hear his voice, and he just says that he's doing better. And whatever happened to him, we don't know. We'll let it stay at that and keep it private, but it was just good to hear his voice, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I did hear him chime in there the other day as I was signing off the other half, and he didn't come back, but I haven't been on the radio a whole lot because I've been up here and whatnot. It's been on in the background, but I haven't always been paying attention to it.
They're turning upstairs in my brain. Yeah, that's exactly when he came back. It was you and a couple other people were talking on the radio, and he chimed in with his call sign real quick, and his
basically said, I'm doing better or I'm feeling better, and he was very vague. Yeah, that's when I heard him. And it was the first time I've heard him in close to, like, nearly 3 weeks. And, yeah, so, again, we don't know the details. We'll let it be private. But just knowing that he was, you know, able to do that is a good sign for sure. Okay, well, I will let you go. Thanks for the pictures, and enjoy your remaining time up there. And be careful. Be safe. We've got more storms coming through today, one more line. I mean, I'm just watching these storms just coming out of Wisconsin, crossing Michigan there at Ludington, and just dive-bombing towards, you know, Mount Pleasant, Lansing, between Mount Pleasant and Lansing, and heading right for Detroit. And it's like, another wave, another wave. Even when our power came back on at 11 o'clock, I was just tracking. I said, we got three more of these things coming. It's just nuts. So, all right, good hearing from you. Again, I'm not that hard to find. Do take care, stay safe, come home safely, and we'll talk to you when you get back. This is W8RCY.
Well, stay safe, stay dry. We just had a thunderstorm go through. It's kind of partially why I was up so early. And, well, we'll definitely, when we get a chance, give you a call and whatnot. But, yeah, I just, like I said, I've been there, but I haven't, but I'm playing a lot of radio. Have a great day, 73, all that good stuff, W8BPD. KKK jail.
Connected to CMN Network.
Morning, KCAKJO. To what corners of the world are you heading today? Or at least the state, anyways.
I got one in Troy, one in Detroit off of Conner at 994, and I got two in Ann Arbor, both of the same thing. So, one in Ann Arbor. And then we'll kick it off from there.
Oh, so you're pretty much local. That's good. Up here in Isabella County, we got rain. Had a thunderstorm go through this morning, but nothing special.
Yeah, we had some nasty stuff come across Wednesday and Thursday. So just waiting to hear the reports if they were confirmed. Tornadoes or just straight line winds.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I got pictures yesterday of the mess I'm going to have to clean up next week. I got a huge tree down and a couple of others that were snapped off. One probably about 3 foot from the ground, the other one 4 or 5 feet from the ground. And they were smaller trees, but they were just snapped over, just like somebody took their thumb and pushed them over like a twig. So, now I get to deal with that on Tuesday morning, because I'm back from up here, and my brother-in-law's on vacation, so at least he did call Chainsaw Charlie and got a confirmation that he'll be up there, out there about 10 o'clock Tuesday morning to give me some help.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And we had a piece of a pine tree earlier in the year come down, wrecked the fence between mine and my neighbors. And then I had a huge, huge trunk come off of the 100-year-old cherry tree in my backyard. Got that all cut up. Still burning pieces.
Yeah, well, the old, huge old, I think it's a maple tree, had some rot going down by the trunk on the one side, keeping an eye on it. That came out stumped and all. And I got to assess damage of headstones when we get that cleaned up. Because several of the headstones where it came down were vertical above ground. So. fun. But yeah, I know. We've had thunderstorms roll through up here. They've just been thunderstorms. You've been getting the worst of it down there. From the storm that came through here yesterday afternoon, to yesterday evening, it was stronger down there. Correction.
Yeah, last weekend, actually Monday morning, Melissa and I went to Buddy's property up there in Hiawatha, and it was just starting to rain. All of a sudden, started hearing some boomers. I said, oh, okay, we're going to take off. You know, picture of mist, you know, a ton of trees in the middle of the forest. So, we took off from there, but it was short-lived.
Yeah, the thunderstorms were Wednesday that I was talking about. But yeah, no, like I said, they came through. They were significant, but a couple of tree branches down here and there, but those were just older branches that were knocked loose from other storms or what have you, nothing major. But then to hear and see some of the pictures that I got from down there, y'all got nailed. And but I don't know where they're talking about the tornado, but they had some significant windage over there at 9 mile or 10 mile in Van Dyke, that's for sure.
Well, you saw the ones I posted on Facebook, or not Facebook, but on Discord, you know, at my daughter's barn. That was insane.
Yeah, I've been perusing and all that. It's just, like I said, Bert, to uproot that big tree, boy, they had. And, like I said, lucky me, he's on vacation. I get to work with the cleanup crew.
Yeah, we'll get one of those big boxes of coffee from Kenny Ho's and just push through it. I feel your pain in regards to cutting down big trees and cleaning up the masses.
56 degrees.
Well, the good thing about him calling Chainsaw Charlie is because I don't have a chainsaw big enough for this tree, so it would have worked for me to get that cut up. And I'd have a big pile of firewood sitting there. Free. Take home, please.
Well, if you know anybody that wants some cherry wood, let me know. I got a pile of it in the backyard. If somebody wants to cut down the 100-year-old cherry tree, there's some good wood planks in that.
Well, looks like I don't get anything accomplished this morning. I got a few little jobs outside, like run the lawnmower around, but it's raining right now. I just, figured I'd where you're going and possibly give you a weather report. But you're local, so my weather doesn't affect you yet.
Well, you're up by what, Mayo? You get to Isabella County, and the only thing I think of Isabella County is Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant is to my south. And slightly east, or I can go up to Clare and slightly go north and slightly east. Both about equidistant, about 10, 15 miles.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, okay. So you're there, up there by 127. Gotcha. All right, well, I'll let you go do your thing. Of course, you know me. I'll be home for quite a while. Let me bring it on.
All right, Tom, stay dry, stay safe. We'll talk at you later. 73, W8BPD.
Good morning. 0900 hours.
Fog.
64 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
K8BB.
K8KJ, how's it going?
I have the volume down. I think that was K8KJ. Good morning. Just driving around in the gloom and doom.
I wonder when it's supposed to change.
Yeah, well, I was thinking yesterday, we haven't had rain in weeks, and now we get it all at once. Oh, well. What are we supposed to say? Yeah, we need this.
Yes, we have to look at the positive side of things.
Did you experience any of the, really bad stuff while you were out and about yesterday or the day before?
I did not. My daughter on Wednesday, she took Wednesday off because work was slow, and she was at Bell River and Gunner Masters, and yeah, she got we got a couple pictures of a nice wall cloud.
Ah, that's not good. I saw a bunch of photos. My dad lives in Centerline, and I don't know, the scanner of Warren Facebook page comes up in my feed sometimes, and all of a sudden it was like all these trees knocked over, you know, in Madison Heights and in Warren and in Centerline, like, you know, big giant trees. The whole thing was over, root balls and all, and, you know, it crushed a car, took off the front of a house. You know, not a ton, but, you know, like several. Enough for you to go, wow, that was a heck of a front.
That was some crazy stuff. She called me. She goes, did you see the picture? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, then she took another picture. I'm like, yeah. She goes, should I ride? I said, you should come home, like, now and get it behind you. And a little while later, the one that rode through Marysville, St. Clair area and caused damage.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We had almost nothing. I was home yesterday during all of that. It was a couple of deaths that came through. But really, we had essentially nothing. About a month ago, when we had some straight line winds come through, we had all kinds of stuff. We lost a ton of branches, and at least one antenna came down. It was kind of crazy. And I was home for that, and it was nuts. I was like, okay, time to go to the basement. We got spares, so I guess we'll consider myself fortunate. Oh, I was going to make a comment on something. Oh, yeah, I saw something else, that there's a suspected actual tornado that went through the city, Hamtramck, Detroit. They were sending investigators out to see if they could confirm it or not.
Yeah, I read something about that, and I'm waiting to hear the results as everybody else is. But yesterday, you know, I was out and about, you know, down at Mount Clemens General, and then came back that way, and was sitting at home. I'm like, wow, it is like pitch black out there, pitch black. I'm like, well, that's not a good sign. And then it rolled right over. We got a little bit of wind, and as soon as it rolled over and hit St. Clair County, then the sirens started going ballistic.
Yeah, I heard about that south
There was a tornado warning triggered by storm rotation. I don't think it was a confirmed funnel cloud or tornado, but it was storm rotation, so they issued the tornado warning for southern Oakland County about, I don't know, 3:30 or so. And that was about the time I looked out and went, whoa, it's really dark. But again, it just kind of went by, and they turned the sirens off pretty quick, so listening to the OAK Skywarn net, which immediately went from nothing to condition red, didn't sound like it was actual reports of funnel cloud or tornado, but I was kind of half listening to that and half kind of looking out the window and actually still trying to work. I was at my laptop, like, well, I turned off a bunch of computers, disconnected antennas and stuff, so I'm like, I still got work to do, so sitting on my laptop on a battery thinking, well, that'll at least isolate me if the power goes out or whatever, so then the internet goes down, but, you know. Yeah, crazy stuff. Anyhow, hope you have a relaxing and fun-filled Labor Day weekend coming up.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have a couple decent days. My sister's coming up to Memphis from Clinton Township to spend Labor Day with us. She just hangs for the barbecue, then she leaves. And I am hoping that I can get some stuff done on my cruiser, so we'll see how it goes, as long as it doesn't rain.
Well, I thought it looked like the kid was going to clear out once, you know, all of this stuff, because I thought we were supposed to have a few really nice days, and not as hot. I thought, you know, lows in the 60s, highs in the 70s and 80s, so hoping it clears up. I haven't technically cut my grass in weeks. I mean, weeks. It's just been dry. I don't water it. It's been so dry it hasn't grown much. I need to go down and knock a few weeds down, but actually, now that we've had all this rain, I'm going to have to cut it, and it'll be yucky because it's thick and kind of overgrown. Oh well. I don't have the best lawn on the street.
And neither do I. You know, having dogs in the backyard and a gopher and moles, you know, tends to be a moon landscape back there sometimes. But, yeah, I'll probably cut mine this weekend because I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I keep putting it off, and then when it's convenient to do it, I'm like, oh, it's hotter than blazes, or it doesn't really need it, or something comes up. So I'm like, oh, I've got to work this afternoon, and darn, an excuse to not do it. And once about 6 o'clock comes, I'm like, I don't really want to get out there late and do it. I'd rather do it earlier. It's just me finding an excuse to be lazy. It's really great out here. It's just like, oh, streaks of lightning. Okay, it's an actual storm.
Oh, you saw that too? Yeah, I'm driving like, oh, look, lightning strike. I go, oh, it looks like the crack in my windshield.
Yeah, it had that look and shape to it, like a windshield crack. Yeah, no, I'm on 75 just coming into Madison Heights. That's about 12 miles south, so it's kind of right in front of me.
So am I. I'm coming up on the 12-mile exit right now. I'm in the center lane. Oh, that's you in the little black car that's getting off the ramp.
So you must be just behind me. I'm going under Gardena now. I get up at 696 in a minute. About half a mile or so, maybe. I don't know.
Yep, I'm literally behind you. Yeah, I just hit the Royal Oak City limit sign. So yeah, I'm literally behind you. I'm heading down to 94. I'm going to go to Connor and down that way.
Yeah, I go Friday mornings. I go over to my dad's and help go through the bills in the mail. Make sure everything's paid. Make sure nothing's getting overlooked, and help them out a little bit. And then go to the office. And apparently, this past weekend, or the beginning of this week, the ramp from 696 to 75, which has been closed for a long time, has been opened up. So we'll have to see what that's like when I leave there. See if I can get to my office easier, or as usual, take the service line all the way over.
Oh yeah, I feel you. It makes it difficult for me to get to my office or get on the west side when I'm, you know, going from 696 up to 75. Gotta do all the damn detours. And now I'm at 75 at 696.
I'm on the ramp above y'all, wave. KATB.
Yeah, yesterday, severe weather alerts that were coming through. I was getting it from FEMA for St. Clair County, and I know your brother's just north of me about 10 miles, so I sent him the alert. You know, missile sirens are probably going off in that area.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything from them if they had any damage or anything like that. I would imagine I would. I had seen something earlier in the day about there was a, I think it was the morning set of storms that really wreaked havoc up there. It was going across the farm, and maybe it was north of you guys. Or I'm confused. But yeah, I haven't heard anything from up there, so hoping all is well.
Yeah, my two neighbors, one was outside, she was picking up a trash can, you know, when that first storm rolled over, I mean, it was pitch black, and then the sirens went off, and as that was going off, I'm talking to her outside, her, you know, her husband said, you know, up at the shop, you know, a couple miles up the road, and the neighbor next to them, my co-chair for the planning commission, she comes on, she's like, tornado? I'm like, no, I win.
Yeah, I almost think that the National Weather Service or the government or whomever, they issue tornado warnings when there's storm rotation. And I know that, you know, you can't have a tornado without storm rotation, but I sometimes feel it's the boy who cried wolf. They have the technology to detect the storm rotation better than they've ever had, so they can detect that, you know, much more reliably, and that's all fine and good. But I feel like they issue tornado warnings, which, you know, we were all taught tornado warning means there's a tornado, except, well, it's not really a tornado, it's just storm rotation. I almost think that they need to come up with a new, you know, intermediary. You know, all right, severe thunderstorm warning is that, tornado watch is a tornado watch, we've got that. You know, educate the public and make a rotation warning or something like that. And then, you know, tornado warning is, okay, there's a tornado, get out of the way. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Just my consumer opinion.
I like the Facebook post. That big picture of a scud cloud or a, you know, something else. Like, look at the tornado, blah, blah, blah. And there's no alerts or anything. It's just thunder and lightning. And they just say the weirdest things. I'm like, no, that's not what it is. And I always put my call sign and NWS train spotter at the bottom because there's so many people out there that think they know what they're talking about, and they don't. And all they do is incite panic in the community.
Yeah, there was a bunch of posts recently, you know, yesterday and the day before. You know, people posting shelf clouds and scud clouds, and you know, like, oh, is this a tornado? Or look out! You know, like, well, except yeah, not really. I should really go to the training again. I've had it twice, and it's been some years. And I know you're supposed to do it regularly. I have not been retrained in a long time. I should add that to my springtime to-do list. Anyhow, I am about here. I'm just getting off at Mound, and I gotta make a quick stop, and then I'll be where I need to be and off the radar for a little bit. But drive safe and stay dry.
All right, enjoy the day, take care of your dad, make sure everything's all good to go there, and I'll be out and about as always, lurking, listening. All right, take it easy, Don, 73, KTKGO.
connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Rain. 68 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot, Golf Sierra Delta, listening.
Somebody in there is all noise.
Yeah, this is Sean, W8FU. KLL, go ahead.
Well, hello, Sean. I didn't even hear you, but yeah, I just threw my call out. Good to hear you, my friend. Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima, Greg up here in Grand Blanc. How you been?
Go ahead, Phil.
Oh, hello, Greg. I don't know if I've talked to you before. I've heard you on. Most talking to Jack, I think. But, hello. I hope things are better in Grand Blanc than they are here. It's pretty rainy. Just heading off to Cleveland. Back in and out one day. Go, Sean.
Yeah, okay. Is Cleveland just a check-in, or is there some sort of a... Nothing serious, I'm guessing. And yeah, Greg, we had a little bit of a junk run through here last day or two. So more predicted. Right now, it's just all overcast and hazy, and can't see the sky at all. So we're getting pounded a little bit down here. How's it up that way?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's missed us pretty much here in the Grand Blanc area. I mean, it's wet, but right now it's just the sun's starting to peak out a little bit. So I think we've dodged a bullet here.
Yeah. It's, let's see. I'm at Little Belt in, what am I at here? Lone Pine or whatever it is. You know, power's out. Body outages. Losing Legion loose power. So anyway, you know, just going for a pre-lab visit for my procedure coming up. Just gonna go in, get blood drawn, run a few tests, things like that, and make sure I'm still a suitable candidate. So I come.
Driving there, doing it, driving back all one day, or are you staying the night, or what? will we see you for breakfast in the morning, I guess, is the question. And, I don't know if I told you or not, Phil, I used that device and the program to enable the keypad on my car. Man, it was just slicker than owl doo-doo. And so just for fun, I looked it up, and guess who can get the same keypad for their car? I'll give you a hint. Their initials are PR. Anyhow, Greg, what we're talking about is I got this program. It's called Forescan. It's a forward scanning bidirectional tool that allows you to get inside all the control modules on the vehicle. It lets you look at them, and you can even get in and turn things on and off, you know, which can be dangerous if you don't know what the hell you're doing. But as long as you know what you're doing, I was able to get a $450 dealer-installed option. I found the parts online for $50, did the install labor myself, and then I was using this tool. I was able to enable it in the both the body control module and the audio processing modules. So I'm pretty happy with that, walking around all puppy chest today.
Holy smokes, that's some high-tech stuff there. I wish I could figure out why my truck wouldn't start with my remote. I had a new transmission put in it. It failed at 80,000, and they put a new transmission in it, and ever since I've had it back, I could never get my remote start to work, but I've got an app on my phone that I use, and it works fine. So I'm trying to figure out why my remote start is not working on my truck.
Okay, well, a lot of times if they disconnect the battery, you might have to reprogram your key fob to match the car. So look in your manual, you might have to do that. Ooh, traffic lights are out at 14 mile in Noble. Oh, wow, this is pretty widespread around here. Anyways. No, to answer your question, Sean, it's just in and out. They'll be back tonight. So we'll be breakfast tomorrow. And I do want to see that thing. I don't need to add that thing to my car because I already have it. It's factory. But that being said, I'm wondering what other things I could play with. Like, for instance, I don't have navigation on my thing, but I think that's in the radio, not in the car, so I don't think that could be turned on or off. Who knows? I'm curious to see what things it could do to my car. Go ahead, Sean. Kate, here.
Yeah, you might. What year is your car? I'll do a little digging. But, I didn't know that. I thought when we were talking, you said you didn't have that in your car, but which didn't make sense, that trim level. So very good. We can putz around, look at it. So there's a lot. There's so much. I haven't even scratched the surface. I just went right in, did exactly what I needed to do, and got out. Greg, what kind of truck are we talking about? I got no help. Although coming in over the app means you're coming in over the phone in the car, I believe. So that could be a Bluetooth setting or something. Just seems weird they did the transmission. I can't imagine any modules that would have gotten monkeyed up. But if I knew what kind of vehicle it was, I could do a little inquiring. So not that I'd be able to do anything about it. But you never know. Somebody else has surely probably had an issue like that.
Yeah, it's the 2021 Silverado, 2500 with the diesel in it. Yeah, ever since I got it back, I couldn't get it to unlock. Well, I could get it to unlock, but I just couldn't remote start it. So I'm assuming, like the other gentleman there said, it's probably got to get reprogrammed. and something simple. But anyways, good to hear you, Sean. It's been a while. I've been going crazy with antennas and stuff. I got a beam up now, and I got a 240 feet of wire up in the air, delta loop. So I've been having a lot of fun on HF. WDAKLL, back to you.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's Phil. Top-handed interview, Lima. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of times it's just a matter of you have to do a sequence with the, hit a button on the car and then hit your lock-on-lock button on your remote and things will work. But it's weird that you said it would unlock but not remote start. That could be a serious issue.
Gear on your car, Phil.
Yeah.
What year is your Fusion?
This is 2018. Oh my God! I got this lane blocked off, and somebody is using it for a right turn lane. Unbelievable. 2018.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna look some things up on that. So. Anyhow, but not much I could probably do with Silverado, so I'd get on the forums, just kind of do a search, has anybody lost. Now, you say you did a transmission, and you say that the doors are unlocking with the fob, so that tells me that the connectivity to the vehicle with the fob is working. And if you did a trans, I could see where the remote start would be out, because that's usually, connected up to the starter, and the starter's down there near the trans, and the flywheel and all that stuff, so I can see where that could be affected by the control module that affects the transmission, so could be just something that simple, just got to get into that control module and re-enable it.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan to me. I just haven't done it yet. I've been too lazy. Been using my cell phone to get in and out or start the truck anyway. So, well, anyways, it was good to hear you guys, Phil and Sean. I'll let you go here. I'm getting ready to pull into my destination. But if you see Jack tomorrow, tell him I said hello. Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. I'll be clear after yours.
Okay, very good. Nice talking to you, Greg. Stay safe. All right. Just trying to get on the road here. It's a little more difficult than expected, but left plenty of time, so because I figure traffic's going to be slow getting out there.
Yeah, we'll see you, Greg. Good hearing you. We'll catch you again. I'm usually those things, so. And so, Phil, what do you think three? Do you know offhand? Are you think three, I think?
Yeah, I don't know what version. I can probably actually look at it here. Let's see. Somewhere it's in here. I don't know where, but it's in here.
Yeah, it says that the APIM, there's a non-navigational APIM, and because it doesn't have the physical chip where the map storage goes, so you'd have to replace the whole APIM with a navigation APIM.
Yeah, my sync is software version 3.0. Build 20204_product. If that means anything. What does APIM stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Accessory Protocol Interface Module. The APIM is the basically it's the onboard computer for the sync, the radio, and the navs. What comes up on your screens basically is programmed to. The APIM module, Accessory Protocol Interface Module.
And is that in the radio unit, or is it something separate?
The APIM is its own unit, its own device. And it controls, you know, sync 3, sync 4, what features are enabled or disabled for all that going on. So you got to have one that was navigation capable in order to enable it. So I imagine they would put the navigation, you could look and see. It says right here if you turn it on, with like scan, it would result in black screens, error codes, you know, because the physical memory chip where the map storage is not present, it's missing.
Okay, so that's interesting that it's not in the actual radio unit, because I saw things where people, or heard of things where people take those out, send it to some company, and they put the nav unit in there and stuff like that. But if you're saying it's in a separate module, interesting.
I think you'll find that the APIM module is the radio module. Don't call it, radio is just a small part of what it does. And, you know, you can... just a matter of terminology. I think the APIM is what you would probably send in and have modified. I can look into that, but really anything you're doing with the navigation screen and sync and all that stuff, and including the radio features and all that, I think is done in the APIM.
Oh, okay. That's what I was suggesting, is the APIM and actually the thing with the display. You know, okay. The one thing I would love to know if I could turn on, and I don't know, again, it could be a hardware issue, is the adaptive cruise control. I don't know if I have the right sensors or in the front of the car to do that. I wonder if that could be turned on. And I know the buttons change if you do that. My wife's car's got it, and hers, though she has the same physical buttons, they do different things for you if you have the adaptive.
Well, obviously, you're going to need front sensors and stuff, but I can look into that. But so there is an ACM. There's an audio control module. And there's the APIM, the accessory protocol, the accessory protocol interface module. And that's the brains for your touchscreen, Bluetooth, voice commands, navigation. And it bolts directly to the back of your infotainment screen. The audio control module is the separate physical tuner box that handles AM, FM, satellite, CD. So that's the actual, I guess, radio part. And that's deeper in the dash behind the audio control panel, separate from the screen and the APIM. So the APIM is the one that's attached to the screen. Then there's a separate module that's strictly for the radio functions.
Okay. All right, well, so I know I do have a sensor on the front of the car. Like, if I get, like, approaching a car too fast, it will give me that warning, you know, and it does, what else is it? I know it does something. I know it's a laser beam, because when I had my radar detector on laser mode, it was constantly tripping because of whatever was coming out of the front of the car reflecting back. And I had to turn that mode off.
Sounds like we can do the adaptive cruise, provided you have the required physical hardware. And I can find a guide for it. So that may be possible.
All right, well, I'll check that out. All right, just heading southbound and down, as I say. So I'm going to say 7-3, catch you later. Okay.
Okay, if you switch over to, I got to get back to it here, but I guess you'll switch over to app. or, I guess you'll go radio dark for a while. Have fun, drive safe. There's some more storms coming through. Hopefully they won't be too bad. I don't think they're supposed to be anywhere near as bad as yesterday, so. But I don't know about in the Cleveland area. I'm guessing it's probably blown through that area by now as well. Catch you later.
Yeah, according to my, looking at the map here, it looks like the storms are going to be following me. I think I'm going to be rain all the way. So, all right, catch you later. See you tomorrow. KTR.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. WNFP.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yo.
Yeah, it was, some popcorn, but I hear you just fine.
Yeah, just Leo, have you heard Cleveland?
Okay, are you taking Route 2 or are you on the turnpike? How are you doing it?
Yeah, Route 2.
Yeah, Route 2 will get you in and out depending on where you're at for a while anyhow. Just pretty near out to Cedar Point. The spots, heck, you're right there on the water.
Okay, I'm transferring it to the LTS now. Do you copy me on this one?
Yeah, rock solid. Yeah, it's picking you up perfect.
Yeah, I keep switching back and forth, but the repeater's getting a little noisy now. But you say I'm rock solid on this receiver?
Yeah, just a little bit of fry in the background there, but you're perfectly usable.
Okay, well, I'm losing the repeater right now, so. All right, just checking in. Catch you later. See you here.
Okay, catch you later. WAFU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
APR, Port Clinton.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
And what is still picking up today? KFDS.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.
WYAMWAFU.
What?
Hey man, so I've been monkeying around with my car. Bought myself a an interface module for the computers, and I got a program. I did a couple of things. One of them, right in the Beast body control module, disable start stop, auto start stop. Click. Done.
Sweet. One less annoyance.
Yeah, and it pays for, the pass-through device was $69. And there were some cheaper ones, but guys were saying, don't do those. Just get the good one. It's $69. And so I did. Well, there's a thing I don't have to buy now. So that's 40 of it if it's a dime.
Well, that's true. Plus, now you can mess around with other stuff if you want to, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Ford's keyless entry or keypad entry. They got a really clever keypad entry. It's hidden under black glass on the B-pillar, and when you brush it, it lights up red, and you can key yourself in if you don't have your keys. I use it quite frequently, and it was not an option for this model year, so I was able to get a brand new one in the box off eBay for $50 and install it myself, and then using this device, I was able to go into the computer modules and turn it on because the wiring is still there and all the commands to turn it on are still there. So that was the reason I started off. I did that, and then a couple other odds and ends I turned on, but yeah, I'm having a ball with it, but the auto start stop was an extra bonus. There's something, made it worthwhile. So
trying to figure out if I can get, you know, use your navigation while in motion. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I can do that, but that one doesn't look like it's going to be doable.
Yeah, I heard you talking to somebody else about what you went through for the keyboard thing. I had a regular keyboard on my previous F-150, but that thing was, you know, 10 years old. Not fancy schmancy like what you got now. The U-ones don't come with keypads anymore, unfortunately.
You've got GMs, right? Because this is Ford that's got this one that's, you know, fancy pants. You know, in the glass. And, yeah, for some reason they just, in 2023 was the last year, they disabled it in 2024. Then there's rumors that you could get it as a dealer-installed option in 25 and 26, but they're clueless. They don't seem to, you know, have a clue how to enable it or do it or anything. I just went round and round and, you know, if they could, you know, they were talking $200, and that's after I bought the part and did the install. You still want $200 to jack in and flick a switch, you know, a setting? So I was just getting really frustrated, and then I got this free software and this $69 pass-through device, and, yeah, I was able to go in two places. I had to go in two places and just enable it, and bingo bango, working like a charm.
Hey. Awesome. Yeah, definitely sounds like you got a bang for your buck on that, Delio. In other news, there's been a little bit of a drop in gas prices, I noticed. I think the sheets by me is, what was it, $3.65?
Yeah, I noticed something to that effect myself. I don't think I saw $3.65, but... I saw 380 or something the other day and dropping, so, yeah, good. I don't know why, but I'll take it.
Yeah, maybe Iran's finally behaving, I don't know. So, in other news, I have a very strange weakness for strong LED flashlights. I used to roll her eyes every time I buy another one. And I just bought another one from Costco. It's a 10,000 lumen flashlight. And Sean's on the phone. W-Y, beat him.
No, I just had something weird happen. I've been monkeying with the car's computer, and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't related, but my lane keeping system just canceled itself. I was trying to figure out why. Not that I really care about it, you know, it's like, but just wondering what was going on there, but I think it was because I just hit the brakes or something, or pulled it off the lane or something without getting its permission, I don't know.
Yeah, fortunately I do have the capacity to turn those things off in my new truck, so I keep those off. Man, I love the new 360-degree cameras they got on these things. I got like five cameras on my truck all the way around. I mean, every time I pull in or out of a parking spot, I see everything.
Yeah, I got some comments on that, but I'm going to have to wait until I get close to the 2-6. I'm fast leaving Mount Clemens. I'm probably really noisy. Let me chime back in about a couple, 3, 4, 5 minutes when I get to the 2-6's footprint. W-A-W.
Take your time. W-I-A-W.
All right, am I into the 2-6 sufficiently?
I was in the other room. Was that you, Sean?
Yeah, I'm just got on 696 off 94 and wondering if I'm in the 2-6 sufficiently.
Sufficiently? 100% little bacon.
Yeah, so anyhow, I'm digging the 360 camera. I don't know how many cameras it takes to do that, but I know I've got front and rear cameras, and there's got to be more than that. So I think they're in the mirrors. I have no idea, but I'm digging the 360 camera.
Yeah, they're in the bottom of the mirrors. I think there's five. I'm not sure, actually. There might only be four. Definitely a minimum one on each side. Watching this crazy squirrel outside the window, hanging from his back feet in the evergreen and with his front paws picking off the berries that are on the evergreen.
Yeah, they don't seem to have much, issues with the inner ear type stuff. They seem to operate in all different operational positions. I read a thing on bats, how it is they hang upside down and sweep and all that. Their foot is naturally closed. They have to use their strength to open it. So when they clamp on, they just relax, and then that's how they hang there. It's actually the opening of the claw that requires muscle in the bat. And they given birth, they give birth upside down, and they drop the baby right into a pouch. it's pretty crazy. I saw that the other day. But these animals that operate upside down.
Oh, there's a little factoid I didn't know. Yeah, that's interesting stuff. Yeah, there's some crazy stuff in the animal kingdom for sure. Seen a lot of it. Haven't seen a lot of deer lately, speaking of critters. I think they've been, I think the last couple of years they've been doing cullings. Because I remember just across town while there, I've seen as many as I think like 18 at a time.
Oh, interesting. Something really nasty going on here on 696. They're taking us all off Van Dyke.
Oh, give me a sec. I'll go peek at the traffic map. Yep, there's an accident between the Mound exit and the 11 Mile Road exit, so they've shut down westbound 696.
Yeah, I caught it right at the last minute. I'm getting off here at Van Dyke. Of course, that's all backed up because everybody's been getting off here. So I'm going to have to figure out the fastest way to get around this. I don't know if I'm going to run the 12 because everybody's probably going to stay right on the service drive, and that'll be a mess.
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely shoot up Van Dyke to 12 at minimum. If not 13 and take the long way around.
Let me deal with this cluster, you know what, getting off the freeway here. Gonna have to try to battle all the doofuses that don't understand they gotta yield to the traffic coming off the freeway, and so now I gotta deal with them all. I'll be back. I'll be here for you.
Well, I'll leave you to deal with that. I'm going to go battle my laundry, so I may or may not be able to get to the mic. Let me wait up.
This is Cafe S2N. Hey, Sean, if you can get back after that, I should ask a question about my radio.
Yeah, I got it. I just forced my way over. I got one angry camper because they figured they didn't need to let me off the ramp. You'll learn all about that when you start driving, young man. You'll learn the anger of idiots. Anyhow, what's up?
Oh, well, I'm sure you've seen a discussion on Discord, but anyways, on my VNC891, when I was trying to do some SSD, nobody was hearing me and stuff, so I took my RTL SDR to plug into my MacBook and tuned into the same frequency I was on, and when I transmitted, you can see the signal pop up on the waterfall, but when I actually, like, clicked on the signal and, like, actually tuned into it, you heard nothing. It was literally just normal static. There was no voice with it, but you could still see the signal. And it's doing the same thing for digital modes, too. So, I'm thinking maybe it's user error. The settings are wrong.
Yeah, it could be. You know, if you're seeing a key, so when you're on the digital mode, you should be on a sideband, and if there's nothing modulating the sideband, then, you know, you shouldn't see anything at all. So there's something going on, and, you know, so it'll be interesting. You know, I heard you were also having trouble with sideband as well. Is that true?
No, I figured that out and stuff. It's just that I'm having trouble with it. I mean, it's like, it's outputting a signal, like, you can see the signal on the waterfall. It's just like, I think it was like just a raw signal and there's no, like, voice in it. It's just the signal itself. And I mean, when I can't run a mic, the radio keys up, the red light goes on and stuff. But even, like, the SWR and power meter, it just sees at zero, and it shows nothing.
Yeah, clearly there's something going on there, and I would need all the, you know, I'd have to sit down and, you know, try this, try that, try this. But there's clearly something not right there. If you've got no power, you know, first we have to determine, okay, how you got it hooked up, you know, and is everything, you know, hooked up correctly, and then, you know, what are the settings here, and then, you know, if you whistle into the mic or test 1, 2, 3 into the mic, you should see, you know, depending on your power meter and how you got it all hooked up, you should see deflection. Are you seeing anything on the 891's meter? And the meter is multifunction, so the meter can be reading, you know, a couple of different things. So you do want to make sure that it's in RF power. And if it's in RF power mode and you're, you know, test 1, 2, 3, you should see it squirting up.
Yeah, so it doesn't do that at all. The meter does, like, not do anything. It does not move. It just sees at zero. But it still outputs a signal. So that's what I find weird.
Yeah. You're in what mode? I take it you're in upper or lower sideband?
When I did that, I was in upper sideband.
Yeah, you shouldn't see anything. So, so we can suspect the mic, but you're seeing something, which is interesting. The question is what? If there's nothing getting into the mic circuit, you shouldn't see anything on the sideband, on the power meter. So, and you say you're seeing a carrier on your SDR? Your SDR picking up a carrier?
Yep, it is. I mean, I was maybe 50 feet away from the antenna, and normally, while I was transmitting at, like, 50 watts, maybe, and, it was still, like, it was like, signal, but normally, with that, it would, have some front-end overlay on it, and it would show the same signal on multiple different frequencies and stuff, but it was, like, outputting a weaker, carrier wave.
I think the best thing to do at this point is have either one of us swing by there or meet up with one of us or get the radio to somebody just to, you know, give it a once over, make sure everything's working, you know, before we start wondering about all these, because there's a bunch of things, you know, we could be even missing, you know, not thinking to ask. And so whatever, I know it's Labor Day weekend, I don't know if you have big plans or anything, or if anybody's out that way can take a peek at it, just real quick. You know, I don't know how far Dakota and those guys are from you, but if they could just real quick you know, put hands on it and say, you know, because I think they both know those radios. Those guys up there know those radios really well. They could probably in 2 minutes flat tell you, you know, nope, it's working, or nope, it ain't.
All right, yeah, I think I don't really have any, well, I'm staying with my sister on, like, Sunday or something, but honestly, on mundane stuff, or even Monday and then today and then tomorrow, I have really nothing going on. So I only live 5 minutes away from, like, Dakota, so maybe I'll see if I'll ask him if he's up for that.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Go ahead, John.
All right. I just wanted to touch base, and, you know, that the last time that was used, it was used with the digital mode, and there's a handful of settings that you have to undo to get it back to normal. But I never really perfected it, and you know, so my hunch is that you gotta go through and check the whatever settings would be needed to switch it from, you know, a digital style mode to an analog mode. So a factory reset might not be a horrible idea either. And just start there. So that would be my advice. I wish I could help more, but unfortunately, I haven't played with that thing very much. K-E-A-W-U-O.
All right, yeah, that's what, because, I mean, there's not really too many people or, like, instructions out there about that old field radio thing. Well, there's about the ST-91 and stuff, but, I can't figure that out and stuff, and there's really no other options, or I can't get it to any of you guys or something, then, yeah, that might be a good option. But I feel like there is some sort of settings that either I messed up or, like what you said, you haven't touched it since you did digital modes on it, so that could be it, too. So, just a plan B there.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I think that doing a factory reset would be a real good option for you. And then also, you know, Randy and a few of those guys were trying to help you in Discord. So I would post some of your findings there, and let them know our hunch, and someone like Randy could probably walk you through the settings. And I know he just got one from Anthony, so he might be a real good resource for you.
Oh, yeah, I've seen I think it was like in sell and buy or whatever, maybe there. Anyways, my mom's mad at me. I just wanted to ask a few questions. But thank you, John, and thank you, Sean. And you guys have a good rest of your day. 73. KFASUN clear on Sean's left.
All right, Wyatt. Well, good luck. Those guys probably know better than anybody. And my auto start-stop is still start-stopping. What the hell? I turned it off. Now I'm angry. John?
All right, Wyatt, you have a good one, and keep us updated on your progress. I hope that you get it all figured out here soon. But Sean, I'm sorry to hear about your start-stop problems. Those things are the bane of our existence or whatever. All right, I'll be clear. I'm going to get back to it over here, and sounds like you guys are preoccupied anyway. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, I'm going to pull over here and try to figure out what the hell's going on with my start stop. I turned it off. Now, I've heard that the last couple of years, Ford has been overriding. You can do a simple change with on the ECM, but it'll backwrite it. So that might be what's going on here. I got to crack out the computer and see if they unset my setting. If that's the case, curses. Catch you later. W8FU. W8FU, this is W8RJD. Sean, did I hear you right? Do you have a method for disabling that auto start stop on a Ford? Yes, guaranteed can do it to the 2024 model year. 2025 and 2026, TBD, working on it. I got a 2020 F-150, and I hate the auto start stop. If you ever have a chance, either on Discord or whatever, if you could shoot me over whatever I need to do that, I appreciate that. Yeah, for a little more than the cost of the interface device, you know, there's people that sell a device you can plug in, and it'll take care of it for you. But for little more than the cost of that, you can buy a, in fact, for the same cost, you can buy a device that you can plug right into your CAN bus, and you can get a free software. Yeah, just stop. And you can just turn it off permanently forever yourself with the computer. So I would consider that. But if you want the no muss, no fuss way, you just get on Amazon and type, you know, Ford F-150 2020 auto start stop disable, and you probably buy for $29. They'll send one right to your door. You just jack in. So there's a way to do that too.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get on that right away. And you say it doesn't work for the 2024 and up, it's a TBD?
Well, I just did it on my 25, and rumor has it that there's a few things, like you used to be able to disable, like, you know the limitations when you're in motion, you know, I'm sorry, you can't use your keypad when in motion, I'm sorry, you can't use your contacts, you know, search for contact while you're in motion. Up till 2024, you could disable that, you know, that in-motion limitation. You could also get rid of the auto start stop and other things, but in the Sync 4 2025-2026 era, they're doing something in the accessory processing module that will, if you write it, they'll just fix it. You know, they'll write it right back. So it's like, like I said, on the 25-26, there may be something more that's got to be done. It may be to be determined. I don't know. But 2024 and below, yeah, it's been figured out. You know, and so, you know, the cat and mouse game continues with Ford.
Well, you know what? That works for me because I just got my kids, I got my boys a 2024 Bronco, and my son just he's like me. He absolutely despises the auto start-stop, and so I'd like to disable it for him. It sounds like I'm going to be able to, so that's good news. That's good to hear. Well, hey, I'm at Sam's Club, so I'm going to jump in there and grab my new pair of glasses, but it was good talking to you, and I'm definitely going to go on to Amazon and disable this auto start-stop. It is the bane of my existence. W8FU, W8RJD, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, since we've got two cars, you've got two cars you could use it on, you might be a prime candidate for getting the device and the software and doing it with a laptop and the software, and because you'll pay less, you know, to do it that way than if you were to buy devices for each vehicle. So you may be a candidate to do what I'm doing, you know, but, you know, you just don't want to mess with it. Anyway, you slice it up, you're going to be crawling around figuring out, you know, some of them are real simple. You just get in behind the glove box. Some of them you got to tear things apart a little bit more, and you got to put this little device in line with a particular connector. But you might be a candidate for the. I'll send you the information on what I did.
that's probably the way I'd go in your case. But, you know, there are simpler ways if that's all you want to accomplish. All right, catch ya. I'll get that off. I just pulled in the driveway, so we're going to get inside. W8FU.
Appreciate it, John. W8, RJD, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Nothing heard. KD8ZSK, clear.
Well, you were testing.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees.
KFA, yep, yes.
Connected to CMN Network. Current. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees.
Tom, how big is the logo on the back of the shirt? How many inches across is it? Over?
Hey, KKO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KAPR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WFUKP here.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
KETFM. KETFM. I heard you key up.
KFAYL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.